And welcome, everybody, to episode 705 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great and Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
I'm all right.
All right.
I'm just dandy.
For you. I like it when you fake it, Break. It's the best, man. It's the best. What about you, Eric? How are you today, man? I know you were...
I'm all right.
Yeah?
I've been told if you fake orgasms enough, they become real, so...
never mind. I was going to say, so Mrs. Breakman is almost there, right, Break?
I hope.
One can only hope, man. That's awesome, man. All right, we got a heck of a show for y'all today. I was looking through the news and quite a few news stories, but, you know, mostly announcements or, you know, stuff like that. But I think you guys are going to like the Stinkos today. You know, we got some discounts, all that stuff. So why don't we get started, gentlemen? Oh, what's going on here? Oh, there we go.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, first story, please.
We've got an article from RPG Site for strategy RPG Lost Eidolons, which we talked about a while back. It's got a release date for October 13th, my birthday.
I forgot your birthday's coming up, Eric.
And that's for the PC release, and the Xbox version is due sometime in 2023.
All right. I mean, it does look pretty good. I remember us commenting on how great it looked last time we talked about it. Very pretty strategy RPG. I think Breakman would like this. This is looking pretty good. I don't know. Have you seen the trailer,
Break? I'll check it out, but my links are still loading.
Oh, it's all good, man. It's all good.
Jesus, come on.
It's all good, man. We'll go on to the...
I prayed to Kevin Bacon today. Come on. What's going on?
I have no idea, Break. It's really pretty. Take a look at it after. Anything else on this, Eric?
No, not really.
All right. Break, you still loading up?
Having trouble loading my link, yes.
Okay, no worries. I'll take care of the next story on... We'll just go ahead and carry the news unless you get some winks up, Break.
It's getting there, I think.
You think?
Slow.
way to waste time there, Break. I like your, wasting time and waiting for your links to come up. I mean, it's always cool, you know, and it's easy to, transition when, you know, your links hardly ever come up. You know, it's like wasting time is, like, the easiest thing to do, like, when you're waiting for links. Yeah, can you see I'm struggling here, Break? I mean,
No, I don't think you're struggling at all. I think you're doing an absolutely fine job of stalling for time.
Right, stalling for time, you know, allows you to bring up your links when you're having trouble and, you know, your connection's a little slow or the links don't come up or, you know, stuff like that. So I fully understand that, Break.
It's a good time to vamp, you know. This is a good time to brag about myself and stuff. And
right, so why don't you brag about yourself, Break, while you're waiting for your link to come up there?
I'm the wrong guy to ask. It sounds like a therapist conversation that doesn't really go well for me. So we should probably just read the news.
Right.
Live from RPG Site, roguelike deck builder Beneath Oressa.
So smooth, Break. So smooth.
Access.
So smooth, Break. So smooth.
Thank you. Beneath Oressa was originally revealed last year as a part of the Mixed Next 2021 showcase. Okay. Who cares about that? Moving on, we're under 2 months from being able to launch into early access, and we are so thankful for this growing community. We promise to keep listening to feedback, and with your help, build the best game possible. Thank you, Liz Mack and the Broken Spar team. So October 12th, there you go.
Yeah. You know what this graphic style kind of looks like to me is that old Lord of the Rings animation style. Looks kind of cool. It's a turn-based RPG with cards. I know normally I don't like the card aesthetic, but it seems like it kind of looks like it would be fairly intuitive to to play this game. It's kind of fast-paced, you know, for an RPG.
When did that cartoon come out? The 70s?
Oh, yeah, man. It was like 79 or something. Maybe 80, maybe 81. I don't know. It was an old-ass cartoon, man. But that's what
I
it kind
of... bits and pieces of it. I don't think I ever saw the whole thing.
It's okay. I mean, there's some goodness in it, but, you know. Just like there's goodness in this next story from RPGsite.net, guys. If my, you know, link ever decides to pull up.
Here we go. I'm glad it's not just me today.
Yeah, I have the links, but they're just extremely slow for whatever reason.
what the hell?
I don't know. Outbound Ghost set to release for PC on September 21st. So that's cool. And the price is only $19.99, which is even better. I think more games, like, you know, should do that. Like, charge a little less. You know, I'm not saying charge $20 for every game, because that's pipe dream, you know, especially for AAA releases. But that's a very reasonable price for this game. We've talked about this game before. It looks like Paper Mario, a lot like Paper Mario, and you could tell it definitely takes influence and homage to that style of game. But very, very cool nonetheless. So it's going to be on the PS5. PlayStation 4, Xbox Series X, Xbox One, and the Switch. So, there you go. Additionally, Digirati has teamed up with Merge Games to release a physical edition for the PlayStation and Nintendo Switch, set to release on November 25th. So, that's also cool for the people that still like to have physical copies. And those, I think it's still $20. So, there you go. All right, Eric, let's move on to the next story.
Xseed to release action RPG Trinity Trigger in North America and Europe early 2023 for PlayStation 5, 4, and Nintendo Switch. Developed by Three Rings, and it was originally published by Furyu in Japan, which is set to release in September 15th.
Yep, the direct sequel to Chrono Trigger. No, I'm kidding, of course. No. I'm totally kidding.
It's actually, template is basically Secret of Mana's with some tweaks.
Yeah, it looks pretty good, though. Does look good. So, you know, totally down for that. There's
a demo that you can download on the Japanese eShop or PSN that lets you experience all the games. The demo, there's no English demo, so you kind of have to kind of just feel the game out.
Yeah. I'm with you, Breakman, by the way. I'm kind of done with, you know, hard copies. Matter of fact, I really should have thought about not buying any PS5 games, even though I've already bought, like, three or four. But,
right.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'll tell you one thing that physical copies are good for, trading with friends. And another good thing is being able to sell it when you're done with it. And another good thing is if there's a problematic publisher that you don't want to give money to and you can't buy the game used because it's only available on a digital storefront.
Yeah, that's true too. Those are all great points, Eric. I don't know.
Well, I mean, obviously the old stuff, it's the way it is. We don't have digital copies of a lot of it, so we have to do the physical. I'm saying, like, going forward, I'm fine with not owning hard copies of games going forward. You know?
Yeah, I agree, but I think Eric does make a great point. Like, there are reasons that benefit gamers, for sure. It's just, I don't know, for the space that I got, like, I literally have room for maybe 5-6 more physical titles, and then you know, it's just like, at that point, then it's just, what do I do with my physical copies? I just simply don't have the room anymore. You know, it's just...
I like all the space, and then you got dust, you have to move all of them, put them back in the shelves and stuff like that. Like, there's just so much work.
Yeah. All right.
I'm not begrudging anybody who wants their hard copies.
No.
Tons of old hard copies of stuff in here. Going forward, I like less clutter and
stuff. I'm kind of with you. I kind of like the fact the Switch games are so small.
So basically what Freak's saying... Frank hates physical copies because it reminds him of how old he is.
How dare you? How dare you, Freak 5? All right. Next story, Breakman.
coming to us live from RPG Site, Square Enix announces Voice of Cards, The Beasts of Burden, set to release on September 13th for PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, and PC, and the Rolling Stones are doing the soundtrack. Interesting.
The Rolling Stones.
Third entry in the Voice of Cards series, following the you're the only one who got that joke, yeah. The Dragon Roars and Forsaken Maiden. New to this entry is the ability to trap monsters into cards and use them as skills in battle. Ooh. Fans of Yoko, I'm skipping ahead. Fans of Yoko Taro can purchase a digital deluxe edition set with includes the Voice of Cards, the Beast of Burden game, and several DLC items stylized after award-winning mobile RPG Nier Reincarnation.
I thought you were going to say Yoko Ono was involved with this, man. That would have been something.
That's the Beatles. That's the wrong. Right. That wouldn't fit this. That wouldn't fit the theme at all.
Oh, this isn't the Beatles of Burden? I thought this was the Beatles of Burden, man. Sorry.
Nope. Voice of Cards, The Beast of Burden brings players into an illustrated world presented through the medium of cards as the third release in the Voice of Cards franchise, now giving players the ability to trap the monsters they defeat in cards to use them as skills in battle. So basically, they're Pokemon now. Follow a new tale set in a world where a millennia of hatred rages between monsters and humans, and a girl who loses her home swears revenge on monsters.
No word if you have to catch them all in this game.
She joins hands with a mysterious boy as they set out into an unknown and unravel the fate of a broken world. And just for Frank, I'm going to do this. The truly unique gaming experience brings back the creative minds behind the previous Voices of Cards game, beloved Nier series and Drakengard series, including creative director Yoko Taro, music director Keiji. Is that two eyes? Keiji?
I think so.
I'm going to go Keiichi Okabe. And character designer Kimihiko Fujisaka.
Wow. Actually, that's not bad, Break.
I've never seen the two eyes together. That not really throws me.
I've seen it quite a bit.
Yeah, me too.
How do you pronounce that?
I think you did it right. Keiichi.
You just hold your eye a little longer. Because it's technically two syllables.
Yeah, it's Keiichi or Keiichi, that's okay. Pretty close,
that'll take
man.
Some work, but I'll get there.
Okay. Not bad. All right, anything else on that, Rick?
Nope. So if you're interested in this kind of game, which I don't think I am, but maybe you are, there you go.
Yeah, card games, we've talked about it before. It's kind of a turnoff, but I know that there's a few good ones, few and far between. But
yeah, all right. I was trying to be polite. Honestly, I'm never going to play this game.
Yeah, right. Okay, next story. Cyberpunk Edgerunner debuts on September 13th. This is the animated. I thought it was DLC for Cyberpunk, and I was talking to Eric before. I was like, why are they coming out with DLC before, they even fix their fucking game? But
read the article.
I know, I didn't get a chance to read it. It's a not safe for work trailer that I cannot play here, but check it out on YouTube. But it does tell a story within the Cyberpunk universe. So there you go. It's going to premiere on Netflix on September 13th with all 10 episodes. You know what?
That's a bad idea. And let me tell you why the binge model is bad for Netflix once again.
I agree.
It's like they keep canceling all their shows because none of the shows have time to ferment. Just people watch all the episodes and then viewership drops off like a cliff. And that's the real reason they drop a show, because no one's watching it anymore.
Yeah, you know what's funny, Eric, is they canceled Resident Evil, which I was sad about, because I'm like, they can improve. I mean, it wasn't the greatest thing in the world. Break and I did a breakdown of that first season, but I wanted to see more.
It was canceled, and I'm like, yep, good.
And I'm the opposite. I wanted to see more, and they just didn't give it a chance to breathe.
Like we said, I think they could have. They set themselves up to make a really good second season, but yes. Their first season was like, oh, what are you doing?
Yeah, I know. It wasn't the greatest first season, but
Resident Evil fans don't turn into see teen angst.
I know.
We just don't.
I know. But I don't know. I thought it was different. I thought it had potential.
Gamers don't, because gamers don't know what love is.
I think unless it's a super big budgeted game, I don't think that
or we're talking about gamers, because gamers haven't grown up, so they don't want to deal with things.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
They already deal with it on a daily basis.
Would be nice if they did a DLC, Skodema says. I need to add that to the game. Yeah, whatever. But there you go. It's debuting on the 13th. All right, Eric, next story. And I gotta make this phone call, man, or take this phone call.
Next story is from RPG Site, and it's about a cancellation of a mobile phone game, and it's got in the expiration dates here. It's for Dragalia Lost, which is shutting down on November 30th, and I'm guessing just the Western sphere, because it probably already shut down elsewhere. But November 29th, and the Western America is November 30th through the rest of the world. Yeah, there we go. They have already disabled real money purchases for Diamond TM, so that's the monetization scheme. It's already been shut down.
Good.
But you probably need that shit to do stuff in the game, so if you want to...
The
game's basically probably been neutered.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to, but it just... The game's a lot grindier when you don't.
All the good stuff is behind the paywalls, what you're saying.
Mm.
That's stupid. I hate that so much.
Like, even the Mega Man gacha game that's free, that you can just play if you want to, but if you, like... just want to get a bunch of stuff to upgrade your characters so that you could do the higher level missions, you're going to have to either play a lot or pay money. And it's not as insidious as some of the other games, but it's still got that model in it, built in.
Which is an annoying model. Like, I already paid for the game. Why are you making me pay for other shit?
But XDive isn't a game you have to buy.
Oh, it is? Okay, well... Okay, in that case, I get it, but still at the same time, like, there are other better ways of doing it. You can do, like, cosmetic things.
The thing is, a lot of console games have that already, where you buy a game,
mm-hmm.
and then a live service game like Destiny, which kills off access to story content for new story content. So you have a constant FOMO going on, where you have to play the game right now, or otherwise you might not be able to play it later in a certain capacity.
I hate that shit, man.
Stupid, too.
Yeah. So dumb. Alright, where do we leave off here, guys?
And then, like I said, like other games, like that Star Wars game, had loot box bullshit in it.
Mm-hmm. How dare you break that?
Because even though they claimed it was cosmetic... But,
how dare you break, man?
That's basically it for this. I'm not going to list the various times at which it exactly shuts down, because I don't know how many people listen to this or actually playing games like Dragalia Lost.
Yeah. All right. Breakman, next story.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Azura Striker Gunvolt 3 coming to PS5, PS4 on December 15th, alongside Epilogue Atoms. Intel Crates will release Azura Striker Gunvolt 3 for PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4 December 15th, alongside the Epilogue Atoms update. Okay. The PlayStation version will include all previously released updates. PlayStation 5, which is a free upgrade from the PlayStation 4, will also support 120 frames per second gameplay. Holy crap.
I know. See, that's the most interesting.
It was already at 60, so doing it that way is probably not that hard.
But 120, I don't know if I've ever seen a game at 120.
I don't think I have. Should I get this game? Because I have the capabilities. I have the TV.
I don't have a TV capable of 120 hertz.
I do. I should try this and see how it plays. I don't know if you have to set it in the settings or...
Yeah, I wonder if the physical Switch release is being coincided with this release, because I wonder if it's going to get the same content updates.
Well, I know it ain't going to be no 60 frames. It'll probably be 30, right?
No, 60.
It's 60 on the Switch as well?
It's a launch title for Switch. It's 2D. 60's easy.
Well, I mean, you never know with the Switch, man. You never know.
Well, with the budget they have, it's easy. If you're an independent developer, you probably have a hard time reaching that.
I would be curious to see it in 120 frames, because that's like a dream come true. I mean, if they could do a lot of FPSs that way, I mean, I think...
But there's no Xbox version plan, but considering all the other Gunvolts have been ported there, it's probably going to happen eventually.
Yeah, yeah. All right, did you do this one? Who did this story? You, Break?
Yeah, I did this
one. All right, next story comes to us from Gamatsu. if my link ever decides to come up. It's Live a Live, or Live a Live. How do you say it, Eric? What's the real...
Live Alive.
All right. Remake shipments and digital sales top 500,000. So that's actually pretty good for a smaller release, man. That's not bad. It's not bad at all.
I'm kind of annoyed when they count shipments, but that's them already making their money.
Yeah.
They're not making individual retailer purchases.
Right, right. And that's still not enough for Square Enix, probably. You know, they're pretty picky.
No, I'm sure it is, because they probably had low expectations, and it was probably only Kawasu's urgence on the board to convince them to localize the game.
Skotima says, is the Switch considered the transgender of the console?
The Square probably didn't want to localize it, so they pitched it off to Nintendo instead.
Yeah. It just doesn't have as much horsepower, that's for sure, the Switch. I mean, but that's by design.
Actually, I don't even think Nintendo localized the game. I think they use Square's go-to localization team that they've gone to for things like Dragon Quest, and then they just made a deal with Nintendo for them to publish and distribute physical copies and such.
Yeah. All right, Eric, next story, please.
But next story is from Komatsu, and this is about a Metroidvania game called 9 Years of Shadows, and it launches it on October 10th for PC and quarter one for 2023 for Switch. And if anybody wants to get me something for my birthday, you can give me this, or, you know, a car, eShop card, and I can just buy it or something. But I'll have the deck by then, so maybe I'll just buy it on Steam.
There you go. Breakman is exiled. You son of a bitch.
I'm leading the charge.
I wanted to see gameplay of this, Eric. Have you gotten any word on how this is going to, you know...
There is a trailer. I didn't watch it, though.
Well, I'm watching it now. It looks pretty decent. I mean, it looks very Castlevania-like. Very Castlevania-like. So, I don't know if maybe they had just total influence, or if there was somebody that actually worked on Castlevania in this team, but it's... I mean, it definitely reminds me of Castlevania, for sure. So, there you go. Looking pretty good, though. Eric, I don't think this would be too bad of a game to snag, you know, day one.
There's a teddy bear in the imagery. I'm wondering what that is.
I saw that.
I'm also kind of wondering if this is like the sequel to Finding Teddy. Because there was a game called Finding Teddy where, you know, there's a teddy bear that the main character has.
Huh. Or maybe it's like a spiritual successor to that game.
Maybe. I mean, maybe that game was canceled and they did this instead.
I mean, it looks good. It really does look good. So, there you go. All right, Breakman, next story.
Next story comes to us live from Komatsu. As we just talked about Metroidvania, but turn-based action combat Metroidvania Wordless announced for Xbox Series, Xbox One, and PC. I don't think we really need a story update.
Yeah,
key features. Defined, undefined. Uncover unimaginable possibilities. Jump, glide, and dash your way through a shapeless world in pursuit of destiny, like pretty much every Metroidvania. Bask in an atmosphere, unforgettable setting that unlocks the mind. That's interesting.
You know what I like about... there's no...
This game is so weird looking, because everything's abstraction.
I was going to just talk about that, Eric. There's no trailer, but it looks very minimalist. It's got a different style. Like, everything is kind of undefined. Like, there's no faces to characters. There's no,
I saw the Gamescom trailer during their big video upload during the Gamescom week.
Yeah.
It looks like the only real differences between this one and most Metroidvanias are the look and the fact that it's a turn-based combat system.
Right. It does look cool. I mean, it's definitely different. Like I said, it's kind of...
It says... Wait, what? Because it also says action-adventure, so what is it? So when you get combat, it's turn-based, but when you're moving around, it's action-adventure?
I think so. It says engage in turn-based battles, timing your combination and defenses to perfection. And they've mentioned turn-based here a couple times.
From what I see in the trailer, it doesn't... I mean, Actually, it is turn-based. Like, oh wow! Like,
maybe it's more like Kingdom Hearts or something.
I mean,
technically doing a turn-based combat system, but it's still kind of action-y.
Yeah, it's like that. It's a little like that for sure. Wyland says, "Ooh, there's a theater 90 minutes away that's going to have Terrifier 2. That's cool. I'm not getting Screambox for that. Screambox sucks. I was looking at Screambox because I was actually semi-interested in Terrifier 2, but I'll wait. I'll wait. I'll buy it for $5 in like a month. That's as long as it's going to take for that movie to go down in price. All right, anything else on that?
I had another Stinko, but I think I'll just mention it in passing.
All right.
We haven't even got to Stinko
yet. I know. Hang tight, man.
I just forgot to add it, that's all.
All right, last story. Ghost Song launches November 3rd for PS5, Xbox Series, PS4, Xbox One, Switch.
I've been waiting for this game for years.
Can somebody type in chat that we're trying to reconnect? I think we lost a signal
Christ
here.
Almighty. We
might as well just wait to talk about this until we do. I don't know.
All right, here we go. It's back up. It says it's back up. So it's another Metroidvania type game will launch for the PS, you know, everything on November 3rd. Like I said, I don't know why they do that. Key features: discover what lies below, explore the twisting alien tunnels. And let me hit play on the trailer here so I can look at that while we're, you know, reading here.
The chat rebooted, and while it rebooted, I'm watching the trailer for the Lord of the Rings TV show.
Hmm. Oh, the one that supposedly is ass. Yeah.
Rings of Power. There's a lot going on in that trailer. It looks like they spent a lot of money.
They spent a lot of money, but I heard it was shitty. It's getting shit reviews.
That sucks.
Yeah, the first episode, terrible. But so supposedly the second is slightly better, but it wasn't saying much, so I don't know. I'll have to watch it. And
like, that reminds me of, like, what was that? What was that superhero? Inhumans. First episode was absolutely the worst TV show I'd ever seen, and, like, the second episode was just a little bit better.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, we realize we're bad in this first episode. We're going to try and fix it.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you're not. No, you didn't, you fuckers.
Again, is this show really bad, or, like, people just pooping on it for no good reason like they are with the Halo TV series, or the Resident Evil show? Or
no, objectively.
Or any Star Wars show that dares to have a black person in it.
I know, right? I mean, I always like to make my own judgments, but I think I'm going to side with the majority of people that have watched that. When I saw the previews, I was not impressed. So I'm thinking that they're probably on the money. By the way, this game looks really good, Ghost Song. It's another Metroid.
Yeah, I've been waiting forever for this. It's been in development for, like, at least 5 to 7 years, somewhere around.
Yeah, there. It looks good, though. I'm totally down to play this.
It's coming to Game Pass day one.
Yeah, so there you go. When I get my Xbox, I might just get Game Pass. Play a plethora of games. I don't even need to buy any games for it. Oh, we're down again. It's going to be one of those things. Oh, well.
I wonder if the Lord of the Rings is suffering from, like, maybe the actors. We've talked a lot about the quality of shows because of their actors. And the movies, like Lord of the Rings, were fantastic, and because of the actors that were in it. So maybe that's the flaw of the show.
Could be. I don't know. I'll have to watch it.
Switch just shitting itself or something?
OBS is shitting itself. I don't know what the fuck is going on, man. Like, it's crazy. It could be just my connection, but, you know, I don't know. But let's just get through it, man. Let's move on here. We definitely got some homie discounts. Eric, you want to talk about the homie discounts real quick?
Yeah, PlayStation Plus monthly games plus the catalog updates. Let's see. For the monthly games, this month it'll be Toem by Something We Made. That's an interesting name for a developer or publisher or whatever it is. Grand Blue Fantasy Versus, which is the fighting game, which still doesn't have Roblox netcode, so I don't know how many people are actually going to give a fuck about it. Need for Speed Heat, and that's the last game for the monthly games, but the game catalog editions will be Alex Kidd in Miracle World DX, this is the remake, Deathloop, Monster Energy Supercross, the official video game 5. That's a name. There's 5 of these things, really? And that's for the PlayStation 5 side. The PlayStation 4 side is Alex Kidd because it's just a PS4 game. I think they made a PS5 version at some point. But, Assassin's Creed Origins. And, so it's kind of nearing the Origins Game Pass update that happened a couple months ago. Chicoria to Colorful Tale. That might actually be worth getting an extra. Oh yeah, I didn't say if these are if these were extra or premium onlys, but I'm guessing these are the extras.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2. I'm pretty sure that's premium. The rest of these games are premium. But Monster Energy Supercross again. Rabbids Invasion, the interactive TV show, Rayman Legends, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, the game, complete edition, Spiritfarer Farewell Edition, and Watch Dogs 2. And for the classics catalog, so they're actually doing some classics updates, Siphon Filter 2, Bentley's Hat Pack, these are PS3 games, by the way, the Spy Collection, Sly Cooper, Thieves of Times. And I'm surprised these games haven't gotten a PS4 remaster set yet, because I don't want the only other way to play this game is to subscribe to the premium tier and play these via streaming. But, yeah. And then for the PSP releases, they'll have Kingdom of Paradise, which I heard is actually pretty fun, and Toy Story 3.
Okay. Some decent titles, I guess.
And by the way, all the classics titles, except the PlayStation 3 titles, can just be bought out, right, if you don't feel like subscribing to the premium or extra tiers.
Yeah. All right.
Actually, what else? I don't think any of the classics titles are a part of the extra. You have to be on premium for that.
Premium for the,
doesn't make sense at all, because you think they want you to pay the premium for, like, the privilege of playing PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5 games, and have your extra be the tier that you pay just to have access to the retro games.
Yeah. All right. Backwards. What else you got, Eric?
Also, we've got Games with Gold updates for this month. Actually, pretty good, but it's actually tinged with a bit of sadness, because Portal 2 is part of the games, and it is the final 360 game that they are apparently allowed to have. They hit the cap.
They hit what cap? I mean, they own all of it.
I guess they don't. They don't. Microsoft doesn't own these games. This Portal 2 is a third party game.
No, but they own their. Why is there a cap? They self imposed a.
I guess. They wrote the system that the backwards compatibility is being read from your Xbox One in such a way that they literally can't put more games into there.
Oh my god, that's so stupid. Then get rid of the shitty ones.
Without, you know, doing major reworking, which would cost them money, and they don't want to, so that's why.
God, okay. I mean, dumb, but alright. I guess.
The real reason, though, is that because they've run out of 360 games to offer.
Yeah, probably. That's probably the case.
But I guess there's so few backwards compatible Xbox games that people care about that they could still do that.
Yeah.
But the next Xbox game being offered is Thrillville. And then there's Gods Will Fall and Double Kick Heroes, which I hear it's actually a pretty fun rhythm game, but it's also pretty hard.
All right. Well, decent enough for Xbox Gold. I mean, when it comes
to Double Kick Heroes is a little too expensive outright, though. So if you have Game Pass, you might as well claim it, because paying $22 for a rhythm game that's short is probably not worth it.
Right. Okay. There you go.
Even though it's probably a game that's frequently on sale, or at least will be.
Yeah. Breakman, anything?
Mm-mm.
All right, let's move on to...
Inquiring minds want to know.
What you been playing, Break?
Been playing a Genesis Collection. Still, the Genesis Collection has something on it that is kind of unique, is from what I've seen of most collections. Most collections have like a rewind feature, and some of them do it poorly. Like, I don't like how Nintendo does it. I really like how like Castlevania did it. I thought that was really good, and I like how Sega does it. But they also do something that I wish other games had done. All these retro games that they added a fast forward button.
Oh yeah.
So cutscenes and load and well, there's no loading screens, but you know all the story and all the shit you don't care about, fast forward. Thank God.
Thank God. More games. Right. Right.
Or just I'll skip everything, but whatever.
I think it's more there to balance out rewind, because maybe you might have rewound too far.
It could be, but I think they were thinking of people playing in games like I've been playing, like Shining Force. Like, there's long cutscenes of battle and stuff that like that, or just like, you know, I don't need to see the same cutscene over and over again.
Well, it's weird because, like, in Shining Force 2, there's a setting for how fast the AI controls.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to play in turbo mode? That's what it's literally called. It's called turbo. You want to turn turbo?
Yeah. We should be back. Just
for a moment. Did I cut out for a moment? What happened?
I don't know.
What happened?
I don't know.
Great audio works awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Can the chat hear us?
Yeah, the chat can hear us.
So I've been playing through that, and it's a lot of fun, and more Pac-Man Museum. Just I can beat my top score, but every time I get really close to, like, going above, you know, and starting to break out, I'll do something stupid. You know, like, I think I can cut this corner. I know I can beat that little fucker. God damn it. I knew I could do it, but I didn't do it. I'm not alive. Shit.
Yeah.
You know.
All right.
Stupid stuff. I love how they just suddenly turn around on you all the time. That irritates the shit out of me.
They're going
one way and then they stop and come back. Like, whoa, 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 you were going that way.
Stop on a dime and then, you know. Oh, we know what you're going to do because we're AI and we're smarter than
you. Blue shells. Blue shells.
Yeah, blue shells for sure, man.
And they just get worse and worse as the game goes along, too. Like, there's no reprieve in that game. let me see. Play. So, that and Sega and more of the. Super Smash Warner Brothers, which I haven't played for a couple days, so I don't know if they add them or not, but they're adding Black Adam and Stripe from Gremlins.
Ooh.
The two newest characters.
And Gizmo, aren't they?
I didn't see Gizmo. I just saw Stripe. Gizmo would be good addition, though. I'd like that.
Yeah.
I finally had enough points to unlock one character, so I unlocked Tom and Jerry because I'd never gotten to play with them, and I wanted to play with them. I think I should unlock the bunny, but I'm still having fun with Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
But I think I should unlock the rabbit, because like, every time I've used a rabbit, he seems fucking overpowered.
Yeah. Well, good.
Which makes sense. I mean, he's fucking Bugs Bunny. He should be overpowered.
Right.
I mean, if you've seen the cartoons, he does things that are just like, wow, that's not right.
He's like more than human.
Yeah.
Oh, Gizmo is Tuesday, Weiland says.
Oh, so they are bringing Gizmo. Awesome.
Told you.
Awesome. Okay, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
I can't really entertain this game because I'm consciously objecting to Warner Brothers' entire business acumen.
I can understand that.
Like, HBO, I cannot believe how much they just cut. Like, they've just deleted stuff. There's no reason whatsoever, just gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm binging everything I can on HBO, and then I'm gone. And they actually, I complained about it, and they texted me, or they tweeted me, and they never responded. They complained about the their app is shit. Constantly.
I was speaking more to the acumen in regards to their games, Warner Brothers games, not necessarily Warner Brothers, but yeah, that too. But I'm still going to subscribe to HBO Max because I'm watching other things on there anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to watch. I'm trying to binge all those, and then I can just get rid of it.
I know. HBO Max is
going to turn into Discovery, and it's just not.
I want to watch Ben 10 before they decide to remove that, too.
Although I will say I'm definitely keeping HBO Max right now for House of Dragons. Holy fuck, is that series good so far. So far, so good for that series. I had no expectations for a prequel to the Game of Thrones stuff, but man, it's pretty fucking good so far. So,
cool. And the only other game I've been playing is Wreckfest. I was saying before I couldn't get past the wall. I bought my way over that wall finally. I was able to buy enough upgrades to make my car strong enough to get past, you know, faster and stuff.
Good.
Yeah. Good. You know, normal people who are good at racing games would have already gone past that, but shitty people like me, we got to spend forever trying to upgrade the car.
No, right.
And then even then, it's like, God damn it, I'm faster than everybody. I'm stronger, and they're still catching up with me. Yeah. Fuck, I missed that turn. God damn it, I'm sliding off the road. You know,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I suck at racing games too, man. I think the last real fun racing game I played was like Burnout, and that was only for the wrecks.
Frank, that reminds me of what I heard. Criterion is working on a Burnout type game.
Oh, you got to be kidding me, Brake.
It's not Burnout, but it's something similar to it.
Like a spiritual successor, I'm A-okay with.
We don't own the license anymore because EA does, so we're going to make our own thing.
Oh, God, I would love that, man. It'd be so badass. Just put it in crash mode all the time, and let me just crash. That's, yes, please. They could call the game Crash. Crash Simulator.
Royalty-free Burnout.
Yeah, right. Crash Simulator 101 or something, and I'd be there. That game is so fun.
And for now, like, Wreckfest is kind of scratching a little bit of that itch, just being able to run people up against the wall, knock them out and stuff. And if you've got, like, different modes will give you different vehicles. Like, one of the modes is, like, a monster truck vehicle. So you're just, like, barely touch these cars, and they're flying off of the road and shit. It's hilarious.
That's awesome.
All right. Did anybody play that spiritual successor to Road Rash called Road Rage, I think it was called?
I did not, but I heard of it.
I was never a big Road Rash guy.
I liked it okay. It
what about right. Skitchin? I mean, it's basically Road Rash. Yeah. But that's skating.
Yeah. No, I never played that, Eric. Alright, anything else, Brake? Alright, Eric, what you been playing?
I played a little bit more Dark Souls 2. Before deciding to get back into Xenoblade 3 and finishing it. And I finished that over a week. And I didn't get the review up in time for the show because I was too busy watching WandaVision.
Oh, yeah. That's all right, man. Anytime this week will be cool.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow. I'll have my thoughts on that soon. Dark Souls 2, I've just been working towards getting a max gamer score. So now on the second playthrough.
That's
and
awesome.
Just getting through that second playthrough before I could do the third playthrough up to the point where I get all the spells from Williger, so I don't have to do any of the BVV stuff.
Yeah.
And then all I have to do is grind out the rest of my sunlight metals.
Alright, that sounds good, man.
Which apparently the easiest way to do is just wait until your third run and then join the Covenant of Champions, which makes the game harder, but it also makes enemies respawn indefinitely, so it plays more like Dark Souls.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, it basically just adds a plus one to your new game cycle. That's basically what the Covenant of Champions does.
Yeah, yeah. Alright, anything else, Eric?
I played a tiny bit, basically just the very beginning intro sequence to Soul Hackers 2, and the first tutorial battle, and that's as far as I got, because it was late by the time I started playing that, so I didn't really play it all that much.
Yeah. Skodoma says Need for Speed Hot Pursuit was his go-to racer. That's a great game, too, Skodoma.
I picked up that Turtles game, but I didn't touch it yet.
Yeah. I have only been able to play a little bit of Guardians of the Galaxy this week. My week's been pretty stacked. I'm kind of getting ready for Vegas, getting stuff secure for that. My car had a little bit, just a tiny bit of car trouble, like these little nagging issues that you just got to get taken care of, you know, and just stupid shit, so I haven't had a lot of time to game, but
the thing you don't need to take care of, but you do eventually, but you're saving until you go a trip like this.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, Eric. Because like one of them was cruise control wasn't working right. So,
my car's issue, my car's biggest issue. So I think I might need to get an alignment at some point, and because I hear squeaking whenever I hit my brakes. But
that's a brake problem, dude. But it could be an alignment issue as well. So take care of both.
That's what they told me. They told me just to keep an eye on it. If you get the worst, tell them about it. And it's been mostly the same. But that was like a year and a half ago when they told me that.
Yeah, Wyland says the online for the turtles.
The other issue is that my computer is broken because it keeps telling me to check my tires, which is probably related to the alignment. But the issue isn't the tires. I guess they won't shut off because it's related to that.
Yeah, Wyland says I hear the online for the Turtles collection is hot garbage.
Which isn't shocking since the Shredder's Revenge is hot garbage online too.
Yeah,
I heard this is worse on the Switch, the online.
Well, of course. I mean,
there's no excuses for some of the online things I've come across, like while playing Turtles online. Like, what the fuck?
The X-Men release on the XBLA and the PS3 from years ago probably had better online gameplay than this did.
Yeah. So, like, honestly, like...
I mean, I get it. Like, Digital Eclipse isn't really known for doing its net play, so I'm not surprised. But, hey, they tried at least.
Yeah, I guess.
And Frank, I looked at it's ex-Criterion employees who are working on it. Not Criterion.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
And there's potential for them to, you know, make it better and work properly, but who knows?
No, that's cool. That's good news.
I wasn't planning on playing Turtles online anyway, so.
Yeah. So.
I wanted to play it online, but every time I play it online, like, I get kicked out, or the part somebody I'm playing with gets kicked out, or it freezes, or just weird glitches and shit. Not the Cowabunga collection together.
In other words, hot garbage, Breakman. Yeah.
It's really annoying. I mean, because when it does work, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Like I said, I've been playing just a little bit of Guardians. I can't get past this one spot, and it's just like normal fucking enemies, and it's so annoying. You know, it's like I'm not doing anything wrong. Like, I'm using everything to the best of my abilities, and it just, you know, just not working out for me. It's just going to take one of those days where I just go back to it.
But, you know, this is where you go on YouTube and look for cheese methods of dealing.
Yeah,
if it's just like regular enemies and you're struggling with, it's probably like a mental block, which means you probably just need to take a little time off from it.
Yeah.
Maybe sleep on the game.
Yeah, no, I was just about ready to mention break. It's one of those things where you put it down for a while, and then you get back to it, and you just run through it. You know, it's happened to me.
That's what it sounds like.
It's happened, like, to every gamer. You know, you're, like, so frustrated, especially in the Nintendo era, like, with all those old hard games break. Like, for instance, Castlevania. Like, everybody remembers the Medusa heads, right? Like, it would just be super hard, and then all of a sudden, one day, you'd just be playing, and you're like, oh, shit, I did it, and it would be, like, triumphant, you know, and it's like, that's how, what I'm experiencing now with Guardians, I'm pretty sure. You're right, Break, it's just a mental block, that's all, but, you know, nonetheless, it's fun, and it's a really good game, so I highly recommend people play it.
I think the biggest reason you'd want to buy that Turtles collection, though, is all the Turtles paraphernalia, stuff that's in the art gallery and such.
Yeah, that seemed cool. I want to look through that stuff.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Breakman, did you have any reviews this week?
I watched a couple of things, but I can't remember the one, so I'm not going to do any. It was mediocre, and I just wanted to be like, no, you guys shouldn't watch this, but I can't remember what it was, so it doesn't matter.
All right. Okay.
And then I did watch one that was pretty decent, which was the Wonder Woman cartoon from, like, 2009 or something like that. It was just an origin story cartoon. It was pretty good.
Yeah. I got you.
That movie, you mean?
Yeah, a movie. Sorry.
Yeah. Cartoon
movie.
Eric, I know you're going to have a review for Xenoblade 3 on the feed, so you didn't have anything down, so I'm assuming you don't have anything else, do you?
No.
All right, I do have a really quick one. It's the first season of Beavis and Butthead that's coming back, and it's not quite over yet, but I've seen
it's over?
No, it's not over yet, but 5 episodes in, I'm going to tell you guys, it's really good, and there's one episode that's one for the ages. You know how, like, everybody remembers those certain episodes? No Laughing, for instance. I don't know if you guys remember that one, but I think that's probably the best Beavis and Butthead episode of all time. But there's one called Nice Beavis, and then there's another one where they're both middle-aged, and that episode is, I mean, it's chef's kiss, man. It's just really good stuff. I'm going to go on record. I'm not going to give it a final score until all the episodes come out, but I am strongly leaning towards giving Beavis and Butthead the new season a 10 out of 10. It's really fucking good. It's just been making me laugh. You know, like, I didn't think that Mike Judge could pull it off in like, you know, like these times. Like, I thought Beavis and Butthead wouldn't resonate now, but it's every bit as relevant as it was.
And it's the same jokes, honestly. There's still them making fun of everything and
yes.
being completely stupid yes. about everything.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And Butthead beating the crap out of Beavis, and sometimes them both suffering horrible things like being stuffed in a box for a week or something like that.
Yeah, that one was good too, man. I really liked this last episode, man. I thought it was so good, man.
I haven't seen this week's
show. Oh, God, dude. You got to see this one.
I got breaking news.
What?
Has anybody watched Lucky Star?
No. What is that?
And I think it's slightly overrated. I mean, I'm going to continue watching the series, but apparently the manga is coming back after 8 years on hiatus.
Oh, that's cool. Skodoma says, ever seen the angry video game nerd? I want his game, but not till it goes on sale. I am aware of the angry video game nerd. He's all right. Does a pretty good job, Skodoma. Freak says, that episode is great when they were middle-aged. This week's episode is great, too. I haven't seen this latest one, but yeah. Beavis bitching about Fireman being a misleading name was great. I gotta watch it, Freak Five. I'm sure it's awesome. But I really like Nice Butthead. Break, when you see that episode,
Nice Butthead, yes.
Oh my God, so good, dude. Like he's sitting there. Do you want it to be Beavis? He's like all nice, you know, and he's like
popping pill after pill after pill.
Right. What's funny is when he wore that yellow shirt, and Beavis was like, what are you wearing, Butthead? Like, he was so confused. Like you know, just the funniest thing ever. He's like, it's a beautiful day, Beavis. A beautiful day requires a beautiful shirt, you know, or some stupid shit like that. You know, it's just so dumb, but just good stuff. All right, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
What is it?
Stinko of the week.
Skodoma, you gotta watch it, dude. It's so good. It's really good. There's enough episodes to make that really, really good. All right. Yeah, Stinko of the week.
If you're an old school fan of the Beavis and Butthead, you'll love it. And if you're new, it's really the same humor as it was from the 90s.
If you're new, you're
crazy.
I think you're going to love it if you're a newer fan, like if you're just trying to get into it, because they do TikTok videos now, and like, you know, it's just... It's a nice way of bringing it up to par with, you know, up to date, I should say. It's, you know, pretty good.
I think my favorite was, there's, I don't know what video it was, but, like, they were making fun of it, and then as soon as Butthead left, he was sort of dancing to it and shit, and then Butthead came back in, like,
what are you doing, dill hole? You know, it's like so stupid, man. Like, so fun, man. Like, it's really good. Mike Judge is doing a really good job of, like, you know, making it relevant again, and I always thought that could be a series like
Mike
South Park.
Predicted the future after all, the one we're heading towards right now. So
yeah, pretty much.
He's a visionary. So.
Yeah. All right, Breakman, your Stinko of the week.
I've got a couple. One goes to the horrible tragedy in Mississippi going on right now. The lack of water, especially in a state when you have a river named after you. You know. It's kind of fucked up.
You know, it's weird that flooding would cause that problem. Break. It's really weird, but
it probably displaced the water that was already there.
Yeah, yeah, it tainted the water that was already there. Yeah, for sure. That shit's horrible, man. We all need to pull together. I mean, I always said this. I do a lot of homeless outreach that nobody ever really sees or anything, but I think you can measure the character of a person by asking them one question. When is the last time you handed out a bottle of water to a homeless person? You know, and that's the, it doesn't go for people that can't even take care of themselves, you know, i.e. homeless people themselves or people in money situations that can't afford things. But bottles of water are super cheap. I bought three packs of water at Sam's Club for like little over $15. So it's not, that's like, what is that, 135 bottles of water. So it's not, it's not above anybody to even buy like a six pack of water and just hand it to somebody that needs it. Water is the, you know, it's essential for everybody, and we all need to rally and help people that are less fortunate. And if you're in the Mississippi area, I highly encourage, bring water. If you're from one of the surrounding states of Mississippi, like, bring water to those people, 'cause they desperately need it. Even regular people. I mean, can you imagine not having running water? Like, it just, it's not cool. So just do what you can. You know, that's it, man. What else you got, Brake?
Well, what's my favorite topic of the year, Frank?
Shootings, the mass shootings.
Well, shootings, but usually police shootings.
Yeah, yeah.
And police like to shoot unarmed black men. And in Columbus, another black man was shot in his bed. Within a second of them opening the bedroom door, he was obviously unarmed. He was in his bed sleeping, and he just woke up. You know.
Yeah, I'm assuming it was the wrong house, or maybe the right house, and they just didn't give him a chance at all.
I don't even remember. I don't, at this point, like, does it even matter? Like, this is, the guy was asleep in his bed, and he wakes up and is shot immediately, you know?
Yeah.
There's no weapon. There's no indication that he's a threat to anybody. They just opened the door and fired on him.
Well, we all have to remember, they did get rid of Miranda, right? So that's why they didn't bother saying anything.
Yeah. Well, I'm really curious to see what the circumstances of that break. I'm sure you're going to keep on top of it.
I'm going off of what we saw on the on their cameras, because this happened apparently, I guess, a month ago or something, and they just released a video. And the video makes it pretty clear that the guy they shot was executed. He wasn't given a chance to do a damn thing. They opened the door and fired immediately.
Yeah, they're afraid of their own shadows, man. That any policeman that's afraid doesn't need to be a police officer. You know what I mean? Any police officer that escalates anything doesn't need to be a police officer. So, you know, it's just one of those things.
I don't know how anybody can justify that. Somebody laying in their bed, they hear a loud noise, they wake up, and, like, you know, they're not even out of their bed, they just raise their head up, and somebody shoots them in the face.
Yeah. I mean, it's sadistic. There's no other way to put it, Brake. It's sadistic. It's terrible. It's should not be. We shouldn't even be talking about this, but we are. You know, and the fact that we're talking about this on a little tiny RPG show in a tiny little corner on the internet is just sad. You know, it just goes to show you the depths at which police are willing to go to assert their dominance. You know, that's all it is.
And how much of a big story was this?
And I didn't even hear about it.
Okay. When a cop dies in any other state, we all hear about it.
Right? Oh, absolutely. It'll be national news. Right, right.
Cops kill more of us, more innocent and unarmed people, than any cops are ever killed. Just period. Yeah.
You know, it's funny.
It's not even a news story.
I had somebody comment in my other channel about, because I do cop watching, and I try to hold cops accountable where I can, but I'm only one person, right? And someone in my comments said something along the lines, how do you explain that, you know, cops only kill on average about 1,000 people a year, yet citizen-on-citizen deaths is about 50,000 or 60,000, he said. And I was like, did you just seriously ask me this question? Because last I checked, the American people as a whole, there's 350 million of us in this country. A little over 350 million, right? Mm-hmm. So that's way larger than the number of police. I think if you check proportionately, that's a very alarming trend. 1,000 people a year are killed by police officers. That number should be less than 100 every damn year. I know that there are certain cases where people bring guns to a gunfight and you have to deal with that. You know, you have no choice. But for the most part, everything that I've seen, like you just brought up a great example, Break, where the cops broke into a house and shot somebody. You know, I mean, the end. You know,
without... I'm looking at it while you're talking. There are about 700,000 police in America.
Yeah. So look at the proportion of...
Not even a million police. Not a million compared to 350 million.
Like, right.
That's just... Those are disproportionately high numbers.
They are. And it's terrible. And it's all because of power trips and egos. You know? I mean, that's what it is. So I thought it was just a dumb comment. It was, you know, they're trying to say, you know, people are much violent with themselves than cops are with people. And they were looking at the number, you know, 1,000 compared to you know, whatever number that was said. I think it was something like 50,000 or something, which is not, I don't think it's that much, but I'd have to look at the exact numbers. And I actually think it's a little more than 1,000 a year, but even if that was the case, 1,000 compared to 50,000 seems like really bad, right? Until you understand that there's less than a million, like you said, Break, less than a million cops in this country, and more than 350 million citizens in this country. You know, proportionately, it's astronomical. You know, that it's not even a comparison. You know, if there were, in other words, if there were 350, so that means, so it's a little less than a million. Let's say that cops kill 1,500 per 1 million cops. You know, if you take 350, you times that by 350, and that's your number. You know, what is that? 350 times 1,500. Does anybody got a calculator handy?
350 million times what, 1,500 you said?
1,500.
525 million.
Well, it's going to be less than that. It's going to be like 525,000. So you can see the ratio is like 10 to 1. So cops kill approximately 10 to 1 more times than citizens kill themselves. You see what I'm saying, Break?
And it's in the numbers even higher when you talk about citizens killing police officers.
Yes, yes.
Because it's like less than 100, and the average is less than 50.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's like the number I last saw on average, about 100 police officers die a year, and most of them are by accident or something stupid the cops did. Like only like 40 or something. Although the number is going up now because of all the anti-hate from the far right. That's, you know. People are getting all the guns, you know, but whatever.
And that's an even worse.
But what I was saying, that normally it's like less than 40 cops are murdered a year.
Yeah.
By citizens.
Yeah.
In a country of 350 million.
Right.
In a country where there are more than 350 million guns.
Mm-hmm. Which is extraordinary in itself.
That's insane.
Yep. It's extraordinary in itself that more cops aren't killed every year. But that shows you the restraint and the power that, that cops have over average citizens. You know what I'm saying? I'm not advocating for people to go out and shoot cops. That's exactly the opposite of what I'm saying. I think we're doing a pretty damn good job if less than 40 a year. I mean, that's 40 too many, in my opinion, Break, but it's 1,000 too many when cops kill citizens. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and then Freak brings up a good point here, too, not to mention the police are usually not punished for it. That's... I mean, until things like that happen, we're going to continue seeing these numbers. I'm working very closely with another cop watcher in Aurora, Colorado. Aurora is one of the worst police forces in the entire United States. They've made headlines more than once, national headlines, more than once for all the wrong reasons. And we're working real closely with the Independent Monitor to change some things, you know, and... things have to change because it's just getting worse. It's not going to get any better. So, all right. Anything else you got, Break?
I mean, we've had so many cameras, so much evidence of police shooting unarmed men, mostly black men, but they've shoot unarmed white men and Latino men too. You know, and Asian men. They disproportionately shoot more black people, but they're shooting and killing everybody.
Yes, especially poor people. Poor people are also a big target of the police, and it sucks. I mean, I told you guys about the shooting in Denver. I mean, there were 7 people shot in Denver. And, you know, the guy in the video, I don't know if you guys saw the video, but the body cam footage shows that the guy was, like, literally, he had a gun, right? But he picked it up by the shaft, and he threw it. And as he threw it and put his hands in the air, he was shot twice. And I ran in. I ran into those officers earlier that day. So, it's just crazy. It could have been me, you know?
It's like that teenager who was running away from the cops, and they're like, get rid of, I forgot what they yelled, like, get rid of your weapon or something to that effect. And he tossed his knife, and then they shot him.
Yeah, it's like what are they afraid of?
He did what you told him to do, and you killed him.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
And they get away with it because a lot of places still have qualified immunity and other such protections for police officers, which should not be the case. And it's terrible. So,
I mean, if you have homicidal tendencies, you should be a cop. You might get to exercise them.
I've said that of many a time, Brake, that they literally have psychopathic tendencies, the vast majority of them. And it's terrifying. It really is. And it's a serious issue. Anything else, Blake?
Just whoever bought the files that Donald Trump was selling, whatever foreign government he was selling our secrets to.
I can't. You or I cannot say that for sure, Blake. But it does.
They're missing. There are a lot of files.
It does look like there's a lot missing, doesn't it?
And there have been allegations that apparently during this time frame, there have been numerous CIA spies that have gone missing.
Hmm.
Just saying, like, since the Republicans like to spread rumors, I'm just going to say it.
Well, look, we're better than that, Brady.
But seriously, that is an allegation that's out there.
Well, I want to see the evidence before. I mean, like, I'm really curious how this thing is going to go. I think there's going to be indictments, but I don't think there's going to be any convictions or jail time or anything.
We'll see convictions, but I think it's going to be his lawyers.
Yeah, I don't.
They're going to fall on the sword.
Yeah, it's not going to be Trump, but in all honesty, like I want to see the evidence pointing to him selling or giving these documents. He's not going to be giving these documents away, of course. Like, there'll be a money transaction somewhere.
No, and honestly, what he was probably doing with him is shredding them, or what was it, flushing them down the toilet?
I mean, that's a possibility too. But
I seriously doubt he's honestly sold any. But
well,
I mean, he's probably shredded.
You never know.
He's probably tried to sell them.
That's a possibility, and then shredding the documents doesn't make any sense of me because there are backups. So I'm really curious to see where all this leads and what.
To me, it looks like because of the written statements by his lawyers and stuff, it looks like they'll probably end up taking the fall.
Yeah, well,
lawyers have guaranteed that all the files were returned, and it was proven that they were lying about it.
I don't know if they were lying, Brake. I don't think Trump told them the entire truth because.
Well, no, she said she went and looked. She said she personally went and looked through all the files. Went through his desk, his office. Like, she said this.
Yes, she said
went
this.
And searched through all of his stuff.
Right.
And a lot of they went and found his stuff, like, in his death.
Yes, I understand, but stuff can happen from the time that she looked to the time she left, right?
Fair. That's fair.
So, I'm thinking that the lawyers were telling the truth. I don't think he was telling the truth.
No,
you see what I'm saying?
Definitely. Yeah, but I still think it's going to be the lawyers who fall for this.
Yeah, the lawyers are going to get in trouble. A lot of them are going to lose their license. None of them are going to get any jail time unless they do an obstruction, which, you know, I mean, that's going to be really hard to prove, but anyways, let's see.
I don't know. Like, at this point, it looks like he's done all effort he can to obstruct, and the lawyers. But like I'm saying, because of he's Trump and everybody falls for him, it's the lawyers that are probably going to go down.
Freak Five, I've listened to that. I've listened to a lot of stuff on the lame stream, as I like to call it, whether it's like from Fox or otherwise, CNN, which,
man,
by the way,
listening to the conservative right now, like,
yeah,
they're losing their minds.
By the way, CNN is owned by a conservative right-wing guy. So, things are changing on CNN. So just saying, and MSNBC has been known to fucking lie too. So, you know, yeah. FBI said they found more documents.
Obama watching network. MSNBC.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm not saying that the lawyers didn't mislead, because they definitely did.
Oh yeah. But like, they're lawyers. That's what they did.
Right. But what happens when the lawyers leave after they certify what they've seen? Let's say they saw exactly what they put in their notes. As to our knowledge, this is, you know, this is what was there. You know, I mean, that's, and maybe he had it in a different part of Mar-a-Lago, you know, that nobody can access. You know what I'm saying? Like stuff was definitely
except
moved
actually
around.
Every place they've talked about has been easy access, apparently.
Yeah, I know. Look.
It's an embarrassment. It's what it is. It's a fucking embarrassment.
It's a national embarrassment all the way around. I think there's failures all the way around, Brake, because, look, a year and a half, 18 months it took to get these documents.
Yeah, because apparently they were being nice with him. They played nice, and
I understand.
And they felt like they were lied to, and they said, "Okay, we're going in." And now Trump's turned it into him being the victim.
Let's say I was in the White House for a tour, break, man, right? Mm-hmm. And Trump had you know, invited me in just to be nice, right, into the Oval Office or whatever. And I'm just looking around, and it's just Trump and myself. Maybe a Secret Service guy is in there, and I see a document on his desk, right? And it's got red and yellow lettering, and it says top secret, right? And when nobody's looking, I grab that item, and I go home, right? And for some reason, the guys watching the cameras didn't see me or anything like that. And then I go home, and I'm like, ooh, look at this. It's a top secret document. How long do you think it would be before the FBI, the CIA, you know, the SWAT team is at my house for that the top secret document?
In this imaginary scenario, I think maybe 10 minutes, but in real life, you wouldn't even got out of the office.
I understand that, but let's say I was a super sleuth, right?
Right, right. And, in your scenario, I say in like 10 minutes, they'd figure it out and be right. All over you.
They'd be like, oh, this is the guy that was in that office? Okay, 10 minutes. That's being kind.
Plus, you're not white, so you're right. Automatically a suspect.
Right,
I'm just saying.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, one document leaves that place. I don't even give a fuck if it was one of his staff, right? Let's say Mark Meadows walked out of the White House because he had access to everything, and he walks out with a top secret document. He would the FBI would have been, I mean, they would have been all over his ass, right? Maybe a day later or whatever. But
he would have probably took the document just to color on it or something. We're talking about Mark.
I know. He's such an idiot. I mean, but I'm just saying, like,
look, Mom, I colored in the lines, honey. That's not even a picture.
You know, I mean, and then this whole thing about Trump declassifying all these documents, et cetera, et cetera. First of all, that's very reckless, because what if there was a list of, like you said, of CIA agents in different countries?
Did you see that, of all people, now Bill Barr's destroying him on that?
He
went on Fox News, and they tried to, like, softball it, but he's like, no, there's no justification, basically.
Yeah. I mean, no president in history has ever done that, you know? It's like,
he said that specifically. He said people are saying this is unprecedented, going after the president. Well, it's unprecedented that he would take all those files.
I'm like, nobody's ever done it. Like, nobody. Somebody tried to say Obama did the same thing. He took all these. That's BS. He took a bunch of rightful belongings of his that none of it was classified or declassified. Even if it was if I was the president of the United States, I would never touch anything as I'm leaving the door. You know what I mean? Because why would you? Why would you do that?
Your job is over with.
Right.
You're going to retire and do what the fuck ever you want for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I agree, Skodema.
You're going to have security with you at all times.
Yeah.
You're probably not going to have to pay anything.
Right.
You know, anywhere you go, people are going, Mr. President, let me kiss your ass.
Yeah, let's do a speech for $500,000. You know,
and
I mean,
then you got that too.
Right. Skodema says, you would think they would have some sort of protocol to know exactly what's there and what's not. I agree. That's another problem. What the fuck is the protocol? You know?
Absolute incompetence.
That's incompetent. Yes. Oh my god. Okay. Are you finished there, Break? Anything else?
No, but to be clear, like, I was only kidding when I'm saying he was selling documents. There is no proof.
No proof at all. I know.
Honestly,
I know.
I think he was, what they're saying, like, flushing him down the toilet for whatever reason.
I don't know why. Maybe there was dirt on himself that he saw. Like, you know, because you know he's got a lot of closet stuff. You know, like, there's a lot there with the Epstein stuff. There's a lot there with you know, his shady business dealings, and just a lot, you know, and I don't know, but whatever. All right, Eric.
I do have one kind of a quasi one, but I'll do that when we get to Sweetos, because it actually is part of the Sweeto.
Okay, all right. Eric, your Stinkos of the Week.
My Stinkos would be a publisher being accused of two different things, and the most recent thing is in light of the second, first thing, or the first thing, which I'll talk about the first thing. It's an I'll just read the article here. An Indonesian developer accuses one of Guilty Gear's publishers of exploitation. Mojiken Studios, the name of the studio, the developers of Guilty Gear don't self-publish in Europe, they rely on P-Cube, and P-Cube is the publisher for that game, and so that's why I mentioned that. But they accused them of manipulation and exploitation related to the funding and development of the latest game, A Space for the Inbound. Well, it was its latest game. This is a couple months old. Or actually, this is actually rather recent. The game is actually kind of old. But let's see. Let's get to something that's relevant. Here we are. Polish's well-known game has leveraged Mojiken status as developer in Indonesia to secure grant money from a major console platform reserved for helping underrepresented developers get through the financially ruinous times of the COVID-19 pandemic. Mojiken then said that P-Cube did not disperse the funds to Mojiken and withheld information about the provenance and purpose of the money in order to negotiate an increase of their revenue share. And they're just withholding payments. And I'm beginning to believe that this is true, because this has happened with another developer, the developer of Eternal Blade 2, Corcel. And apparently P-Cube agreed to pay a minimum guarantee payment for their work on the game. However, they only paid a small part of the minimum guarantee of the signing milestone, and then P-Cube came out with a statement that says they had issues trying to get the game finished on timetable, but they are a small development studio and they probably had problems, and I guess P-Cube was not having it, and then they use this as an excuse to not pay them, and now they're making them sound like they're liars. So they're a bunch of shitheads, in my opinion.
Yeah, P-Cube.
I have reason to not believe that P-Cube is innocent of any wrongdoing.
Yeah, I agree.
Based on the previous story. So this seems to be a pattern of behavior with them.
Yeah, there's a pattern of behavior with P-Cube. Hopefully they can turn it around. We're going to talk more about it in Free For All for sure.
Okay, the first lady does not have the access that the husband has.
Yeah, I Skodoma,
you're just talking. You're repeating right wing conspiracies now.
Look, Skodoma, I was one to play devil's advocate on everything. Right, I've never been a Trump fan, but I'm neither Democrat nor Republican. Right, and I've said that from day one of this show, which goes back almost 15 years. So. You know, you can't play the whataboutism game, man. We have to stop defending corruption at every turn, you know? I mean, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, we have to hold all of these people accountable. I agree Hillary had some, and she should have been prosecuted for what.
What she did with her classified information.
Right.
That was from when she was a senator,
yep.
Not from when she was a first lady.
Right, right.
That's just, you're repeating Fox News lies at that point.
Look, I'm...
She had access to documents, she didn't. She didn't have access.
I'm more interested in the truth, right? I'm not interested in playing whataboutism games. Like, well...
And if you've listened to the show for 5 seconds, you know me and Frank aren't Hillary supporters, neither one of
no,
them.
No, I can't stand Hillary Clinton. I think she's one of the worst politicians ever. Like,
yeah, she's definitely guilty of a lot of things.
Yeah, I'm not...
The right goes out of its way.
Yeah.
But I'd still side on you. You're good.
Yeah, I want to get past that, right? I want to get rid of the R and the D next to the names and just say they're all corrupt. Let's start rooting out corruption, period. And, you know, and maybe this is a good starting point right here, you know, and let's,
if this isn't, then where is?
Right. This is the turning point of the United States. If we cannot hold the President of the United States accountable for anything, then we've lost our country, period, right? And I do take exception to him even having these documents.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like nobody should have had these documents.
I mean, there are rumors of nuclear secrets being in there. And he's talked about declassifying everything. Declassifying nuclear secrets?
Well, look,
insane?
The president has the power to declassify anything, right? But there is a protocol to declassification. The president has to make it known to the powers that be, whether it be Congress or other people, that he's going to declassify shit. And there is a process because, like you said, there are certain things. I mean, the nuclear codes being declassified wouldn't mean much of anything because they change, like, every 10 minutes. You know, it's like
no,
it's not...
I thought it was nuclear designs, not codes.
Well, the codes changed, man. Like, especially...
Because that's different. You're right. If it's just codes, it's a who cares. But
yeah.
I thought it was nuclear designs, like, which is...
No. Look, see, this is why you cannot listen to mainstream, man, because they get a lot of shit wrong. I mean, nuclear designs are definitely kept inside wherever the nuclear designs are made, right? If the president wanted to, he could go to that place and he can look at them. It's different. It's beyond classification, right? It's not a top secret document per se. It's top secret information within that design, right?
Wait, what is that called? There's like a special interest or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know what you're talking about, and it's the same thing I'm talking about, Brake. Okay. So we're on the same page. But
okay.
But I mean, the documents.
Silly rumor. Okay.
The documents themselves. What I am worried is like you know, CIA. But it goes. I mean, it goes even beyond that because, like, why are we in this country with secret spies? You know what I mean? Like mind your own business for one. You know, like
we've talked about that many times,
right?
Like people complaining about Russian interfering in our elections. Well, maybe we should stop interfering in theirs,
right? Because we've done that to Russia, we've done it to Venezuela, we've done it anytime it's convenient for the United States. We send in the CIA to sow dissension, and it's kind of like what Russia did with us, right? Like tried to, you know, meddle, right? And it's definitely wrong. Like I don't want to sit here and decide who the next, you know, as a president of the United States. Let's say all of a sudden they made Frank the president of the United States. Why would I want to mess with who's the president of Mexico or Canada? Let's just concentrate on our country, right? We've got enough problems here to deal with on our own than dealing with foreign countries. You know, is that a part of what a president does? Yes, you have to be a diplomat. You have to, you know, go to these countries and try to foster relationships for trade and economics and, you know, all kinds of different things, you know, like stuff for survival. I wish the president of the United States would go to Africa and try to work with those countries to make their countries better instead of making them worse, like in the Congo. You know what I'm saying? Like feeding gorillas guns and then all of a sudden switching sides like we did in Afghanistan five times over. You know, that's another thing people don't realize. Like, the United States funded ISIS for years, you know, before we you know, they became our enemies. You know,
it's you know who one of our biggest allies was through the 80s? Saddam Hussein.
Right. I mean... I mean, it goes back and forth, right? Sometimes countries are friends and sometimes there are enemies. And it just, you know, this endless war thing has to stop too. Yeah. You know, going from Obama, for all the good that people say Obama did, he brought us from 2 to 7 wars. You know, and that's one good thing about Trump, I will say. We didn't add any wars to our coffers. You know what I mean?
Yep, he definitely has that in credit, and not a lot of presidents can say that. Did we just lose audio?
Yes.
Son of a bitch.
Can you type in? I mean, just tell him to. We'll have it up on Podbean after break. Just let Skodama know we'll have it on Podbean. I know it's like been shitty this week. I don't know what's going on here, man. Let me see if we're still. Yeah, see, it's like it's doing that buffering thing, and it sucks. But type into the chat if you can, break, and let's
go to the link and give it to him.
Yeah, Podbean, you know, that'd be great. So yeah, I agree. Let's move on.
Eric,
what?
Did we lose Eric?
Eric, are you? No, he's here. Okay. So Eric, we'll get to talking more about P-Cube in just a second. Let me do my stinkos real quick. I don't like people who don't mind their own business. Like whether you're having a conversation with somebody and they chime in and they, you know, get into your combo or you know, they put in their 2 cents that's really not asked for, or they give you advice that you don't ask for. I really hate that too. You know, and it's just kind of a mind your own business type of thing. Nothing in particular. There have been a couple times this week where people put in their 2 cents, and it just really wasn't warranted. The other thing that it's in my stinko, and to me this is a Hall of Fame stinko, is mosquitoes.
They suck.
Yeah, mosquitoes really suck. Did you put in the link yet? Oh, there it is. Okay, break. Sorry. I was just like, you know.
There's a delay.
Yeah.
My allergies have been bothering me all day.
Yeah, mosquitoes suck, man. I mean, right now it's kind of the waning summer month, you know, and that's when the mosquitoes are the worst if I sit outside. And for some reason, I'm a fucking magnet for the goddamn bugs. And I know that they're an important part of the food chain, and without mosquitoes, the whole planet would probably go up in smoke, but
we need more bats.
We need more bats, we need more spiders, we need more, a bunch of anything that eats mosquitoes, frogs.
Do praying mantises eat mosquitoes?
Yes, they can. They're hard to catch, though. Mosquitoes. That's what makes them so fucking annoying. Like, when you go to slap a mosquito, most likely the chances are 95% you're not going to get it. You know what I mean? Well, so
part of the problem is by the time you're feeling it, they've already done it.
Yep.
It's because they can sense the vibrations in the air.
Yep. Yep. They're extraordinary creatures, there's no doubt, but fuck mosquitoes. So
I hate smacking one and then like their blood gets all
over. Oh, I know, that's the worst, because you don't know how much of that is your blood and how much is, you know, it's like, oh yeah, they're gross.
Was that person,
man,
like, sucked blood from sick?
You know what I did one time? Like, I was, one landed on my arm and I'm like, fuck this, man, I hope you got the vein because I'm going to fuck your world. And I started pumping my hand, and it like busted, like too much blood like went through, and it like killed it because it like it was too much blood going through its little snout there. It's fucking gross. Awesome. Yeah, you can do that. Like if they land right, and they're gonna get what they get, and it's gonna hurt afterwards. But at least you killed the mosquito. You know, fuck you, dude. You know, fucking mosquitoes. Can't stand them. All right, let's move on to.
What does my tattoo say?
Sweet, sweet of the week.
Your sweet of the week break.
This is just a partial stinker because it's just it's an insensitive and rude stinker, really. It's just there's no football this weekend. I like that we've finally gotten rid of it's a sweeto because we've finally gotten down to like a 3-day or 3-week preseason instead of the stupid 4-week. But instead they decide a week off. We give the teams a week to relax instead. Like, wait, what? No, damn it.
How about we just get rid of preseason altogether and we have like 2 weeks of practice and then we get to the games. and maybe make it an 18 or 19 game season.
I'd be down with something.
I'm down, totally down. I know the players would hate it because more chance for injuries and, you know, yada, yada, and, yada. But
yeah, and I get that. That's why I was saying that it was really selfish of me to be mad about having this week off, because players, you know, they want to get healthy and get ready for the season and stuff. But it's like the momentum was building for the season and then...
By the way, are we betting on the Cincinnati Rockies series, Breakman?
Sure, we can. When is that?
It's right now. Let me see.
Oh,
who's...
oh, wait, no. Actually, I take that back. No. I remember what was going on before I started the show. No.
What was going on before you started the show?
I'm pretty sure you guys were winning.
Hold on. Let me see. Let me verify this, because that would be a shock to me, man. Like, the Rockies winning? It's unheard of. The two worst teams in the league are playing right now. Break. Yeah. Let me see. Hold on. God damn it. What are you doing? MLB. Let's see what the scores are. Where's the scores? What the fuck? Why can I not see the scores? I want to see the score. Oh, 2-1. The Rockies are winning 2-1. All right?
Okay, yeah. So it was 2-0 when I...
So it's 2-1. There's still 3 innings to go. 7th, 8th, mm-hmm. and 9th. Would you want to bet or no?
No.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
No, because the Reds are already down. And,
what if we bet on the last game?
Look, get a McDonald's. Here's our two teams' records. Yours are 56 and 70.
Yes,
mine
yes.
are 51 and 78.
Ooh, a whopping 5-game difference.
And it's just both of these teams have a chance to lose 100 games.
Scotoma says, I killed it. You know the government has micro robots that are designed like mosquitoes to go and inject people with shit to have them make them have heart attacks? That's another conspiracy theory, Scotoma.
Fox sign almost citizens.
At least that one's one I can get behind.
It is a scary thought, Scotoma. I have thought about that a lot. Like the person that creates like an army of robot bees, can you imagine how devastating that would be? I mean, a lot of people would be fucked. I mean, we're already fucked with drones, right? And I own a drone, but drones are scary.
There's a robot bee superhero.
Do you guys want to hear my quick drone story, real quick, of how I scared the shit out of an old lady? No, I scared the shit out of an old lady. And let me tell you,
laser on it anyway.
I know. No lasers. Not just a normal drone taking video, right? A little. A DJI Mini 2. I took it up to Buffalo's Bill Grave, which is on Lookout Mountain here in Colorado. You can basically see all of Denver in the Front Range. You know, just it's really cool, right? Yeah. So I took it up there, and I wanted to get a little bit of video. You know, just a cool little shot of you know Denver at a distance, a little different view. And so I flew it up in the air, and I got some video footage, and Bernie was with me. And I was bringing it back to where I was, and you know, it makes a sound. It's like a kind of like a loud whirring sound, right? So I got it down here, and this woman was so afraid. She thought it was a giant bug, and she was, like, cowering. And Bernie was like, ma'am, it's not a bug. It's a drone. It's not a big deal. It won't hurt you, you know. But she was so afraid. She's like, like cowering before it. And I was like, God. People are that afraid? Like, really? Like, wow. Okay. Well, I mean, I told
her,
I was like,
anything like that before. That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it was. I was surprised. I mean, I didn't know that a fucking drone would scare somebody like that. But she was definitely legitimately scared.
Does she, like, watch the Transformers and think it was a documentary or something?
I don't fucking know.
Maybe it's the sound the drone's making. I'd be annoyed with that, too.
Yeah. Hey, Blake, did you finish your Sweet-O, by the way, man?
No, I had actually another one.
Okay.
Major League Baseball, back to sports, has announced what they're going to do next season, something that I would hope they do forever. I don't know why other sports don't do this. Every team is going to play every team.
I like that.
I don't know why other sports don't do that.
There's not enough games.
I've wanted that for so long.
There's not enough games, Break. You'd have to...
football, we waste too much time on your divisions and stuff like that. Like, we got to play the Bengals for the Browns twice a year. I don't want to fucking see the Browns twice a year. Like, what, there are other teams we could see. Come on, man.
No, you do want to see the Browns. That's an easy 2 wins, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it hasn't been for the Bengals. Oh my God! Like,
yeah.
But they got rid of every time. I don't know. It doesn't matter who their quarterback is. It seems like the Browns are
I mean, there was a good, like, six... There was, like, a good 6 or 7 year stretch break where playing the Raiders was an automatic win for us. You know what I mean? Like I didn't mind it, dude. Except way back in the... Way back in the day when...
Steelers playing the Bengals.
Yeah, pretty much. The Steelers always win. I don't know why, but...
Hopefully that trend ended last year, I'm hoping, because, God, I'm sick of being bullied by Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think it will, because they don't have a quarterback anymore, man. Like, I think you guys got an outstanding quarterback. I thought you would have been elated with fucking Joe Burrow, man. Like off of the, you know, charts, man. He was, I mean, everybody was naysaying, and I was like, look, they just picked up one heck of a fucking player, man. That guy can flat out play. Joe Burrow.
Yeah, he can.
Joe Burrow is going to be the next big thing, I think. I'm just hoping that the Broncos get one or two Super Bowls before that happens, man. But at least we got a quarterback now, you know, so I'm happy for that. But, all right, anything else, Blake?
I can't believe some of the choices you guys had in recent memory for quarterback.
Oh, God, I know, man. Flacco. Ugh, don't remind me, man. Duloc, fucking... Teddy Bridgewater wasn't bad, you know, when Bo Jackson was around. I know, man. He was kicking the Broncos' ass those years, man, for sure. But overall, I think the Broncos now have the edge over the Raiders. I think it's pretty close, man. But I know we got 3 Super Bowls. That's what I know. So, you know.
Bonos.
Yeah, Bonos.
Do you remember that cartoon? Like, what was it? Bo Jackson, Michael Jordan, and Wayne Gretzky?
Yes. I think. Yeah, I remember that.
Bo Jackson, wasn't it?
No, it was Bo Jackson... For some reason, I want to say it was Brian Bosworth was involved in that thing, man.
Maybe. I'm pretty sure one of them was Gretzky, though, right?
Yeah, I think Gretzky was there, but I don't even know what that cartoon was about, but whatever.
I think they stopped crime or something.
Stop crime. All these sports icons stopping crime. So
okay,
stupid.
Here it is. I got the list. It's yeah, it's Bo Jackson, Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky. I was right.
Ah, you were right, man. Yeah. Nice. All right, there you go. What was the name of that?
Dorian Harrywood... Dave Finoe, Townsend Coleman, Diana Veros, and Susan Slow. Not Jordan or...
Dave Filoni? Wow. That's crazy. My sweeto is, Freak 5 says, 3-day weekend. Mrs. Freak will be home on Monday. That's awesome. She got out of the hospital last Sunday and has been staying with a friend just to make sure the COVID is out of the house. Yeah, that's smart, Freak 5. Bo knows that Frank is... How dare you, Freak 5, you son of a bitch. Exiled. All right. Anything else?
Ooh, they fought a mad scientist named Dr. Loeb. somebody named Gargantus. They fought that guy. Clockwork Delarange. Delarange. Whatever.
Delarange. All right. That's cool.
Yeah, they saved a rainforest in a village in Australia.
Jesus. I gotta watch this train wreck, man. What was it called, Break?
Pro Stars. God, when was Pro that, Stars. Like 80s or something?
Yeah.
Mid-80s?
Yeah, it had to have been...
No, 91. It was 90s.
Wow, 90s. Wow, early 90s. That's weird. All right, let's move on to Eric Sweeto.
My sweeto is... I finally ordered my Steam Deck. My email came in, like, on Monday. So it should be here in a couple days or weeks, depending on how long it takes Valve to actually send it out.
How dare you, Freak 5? You're exiled for that comment, you son of a bitch. Don't you touch the golden... What do they call that? Like, that's something that's untouchable, the golden cow... DQ8, how dare you? How dare you, sir? No one shall sully the name of Dragon Quest on this in this chat, you son of a bitch. All right.
Dragon Quest 11 is better than Dragon Quest 8.
No, it's not. How dare you, Eric? How dare you make that statement on this channel?
But it is. It's objectively.
It is not. How dare you? It's good, but it's not that good. All right. So let's see, where's mine? We did yours. Okay. Mine is simply, we're a week closer to Vegas, guys. I'll be leaving here. Oh, let me see. Let me look at my little trusty in about 3 weeks. So there you go. And it's going to be that way until I'm on vacation in Vegas. So, all right, let's move on to the free-for-all. It's a free-for-all. Okay, let's move on to the free-for-all. It's going to be a continuation of what kind of what Eric was talking about in his stinko about PQ being a shitty publisher and predatory behavior. Kind of an overall kind of thing about the gaming industry. It's been taking a lot of hits lately. The troubles at EA are well documented. The troubles over at Ubisoft with a lot of misogyny and you know, sexual harassment and, you know, a lot of things that go on in the gaming sphere. So, yeah, exactly, Skodomo.
Don't forget Nintendo.
Nintendo. I mean, it's pretty much, it's a rampant, wide problem that the gaming industry has. So, I wanted to get with you guys and kind of talk about what can be done.
That reminds me of my other stink hour I wanted to mention in passing, but, like, at some point, fans got to get over the fact that Nisa did a slightly rushed translation that they eventually fixed in East 8 and haven't forgiven them since. Or are you going even further back, the glitches in Arturnelico 2? But I just think I'd rather be upset about somebody like P-Cube screwing over a development team than being mad at an NISA, or NIS, it's just, as they're rebranding themselves now, for pulling a fan-translated spreadsheet, which has been used for a patch that lets you play Kuro no Koseki in English with an overlay, if you have a modded PS4.
Yeah.
And apparently the same has been pulled for the second Kuro no Koseki game. Yeah. But, like, because NIS is totally going to bring that over. So, like, people aren't patient, so they're just going to pirate a game instead. And I know a lot of video game companies don't deserve the money people give them, but they honestly probably prefer to do something legit than getting possibly in trouble for piracy. So having a legit option's nice, but still, it's like, of all the things you can be mad about, that's not one of them.
Yeah, which leads to this discussion, guys. Like, what? Okay, everybody knows what the average Joe can do to combat some of this shit, right? We talk about it all the time. Don't buy the product, right? Which is not always the easiest thing to do as a gamer, right? I know that there's lots of choices, but sometimes there's that game, right, that you really want to play, and you really want to support the people that play that game. So do you not buy the game? I mean, this is a conundrum that we've talked about on this channel for a very long time. I don't think that that's always the answer. I think in certain instances it is. But there has to be something else done starting from the top up of these companies. Now, I know a lot of these guys like Kodak and, you know, the guy over at Blizzard and the guy over at Ubisoft are absolute chuds. But I think it's up to the boards of these company to say, we need proper leadership in these times. We need people that are going to stamp out this nonsense.
And
right?
If boards are rotten,
then get a different board. You know,
then all we can really do is lobby for business-wide reform.
Yeah, and Freak 5 is exiled. So there you go. And it's not the truth, you son of a bitch. Freak 5. Bo knows the Western grip. Well, that may be true. Most guys know the Western grip, you know, so just saying.
And beyond lobbying, like, well, I know this is rote and trope and probably won't help much, but I guess it's still an option, but you can vote people out of office.
See, here's the other thing. I used to think that was the case, Eric, but But anybody that you vote in there is eventually going to be corrupted, right? I mean, I've been very disappointed with politicians over and over, regardless of affiliation, right? Whether it's a D, R, I, L, you know, you name it. They all eventually become corrupt. It's the same way that I feel about the police force, right? I think 90% of all police officers are pieces of shit. I think 5% are brand new going in and eventually will be pieces of shit. And the 5% left over that are quote unquote good turn the other cheek when they see somebody.
Of course, the other idea is to boost awareness of the issue to such a groundswell that there's nationwide protests.
I think that's the way to do it.
Politicians in action.
I think that's the only practical thing that we can do. Eric, and I'm glad you brought that up. If you have enough people on YouTube or Twitter, it's like the old problem with the whole problem with Twitter, right? Let's say
another option is doing all these things.
Or the problem with YouTube, I mean, not Twitter. If you have a problem on YouTube, it's almost impossible for YouTube to fix it for whatever reason. I don't know if they don't have human beings on their review teams or whatever the case is. But unless you're big enough to make a huge stink on Twitter, you're not going to get anything done. But I agree, it's a groundswell. It's a movement that actually makes change, right? So the only thing we can do as gamers, I guess, is to review bomb games and say, you know, we're given the...
But I think before asking people to do any of that, we need to clean up our own mess. And we need to sort of work our own feelings out, understand what it is that's actually important instead of just yelling at people and you just, you know, being like the shitheads at the Falcom fans that are upset and pissed at NIS for pulling a fan translation.
Yeah.
Knowing you need to know our priorities and what you should really be getting upset over.
Yeah, I mean, I'm this is a deeper problem, and it is a political problem, right? Because in this country, we're run by oligarchs and corporations. I don't think there's... Does anybody disagree with that? Do you disagree with that, Brake, that we're run by oligarchs and big corporations?
The people with the money run the country.
Okay. It's exactly how I feel. So there needs to be... I know socialism is a dirty word, right? Nobody wants to talk about it because of certain bad things that go along with socialism. But I think there's validity in breaking up big companies, like a Comcast, for instance. Comcast owns pretty much all of the Western United States cable and internet capabilities, right? When it comes to super fast internet, right? I think companies like that should be broken up into 10 companies. I don't think any company should have that much power. It's the same I feel about Microsoft, Apple. There's certain car companies like you know, Toyota that had like 75% of the market share at one point. I think that any time a company gets more than, let's say, 25%, I think they should be knocked down in half. And two separate companies, right? PG&E. Oh, yeah,
that's right. That could have been another stinko I had, too. Like, From Software is 30% of it's now owned by Sony and Tencent.
Yeah.
Tencent!
I know. Skodama brought up another good one. PG&E on the West Coast is an awful company,
and
right?
I don't know why Sony didn't offer more percentage over 10 cents.
Right. There should... Okay, when it comes to, like, electricity and cable and public utilities, that's where... I don't think the government should be at all involved in, like certain businesses, right? Like this is a free market country, right? But I think certain businesses like electric or gas should not be controlled by big companies, right? That's one thing where the government could help its people, is by making sure that price gouging is not a thing. Like, I'm looking at gas stations, right, Breakman? There's one gas station that's about 3 blocks away from my house that always charges 20 to 30 cents more than any other gas station, right? And that's some bullshit gouging right there, because just 6 blocks away, there are gas stations that are 30 cents less. Now, conventional wisdom is everybody go buy gas there, and then this company is going to go out of business because they overcharge, right? That's the free market way of thinking. But when it's super convenient for somebody, where do you think they're going to go? Of course they're going to go there, you know? So, but I don't think that 30 cents is worth the convenience, you know? So, I mean, it's just a license for these guys to print money. PG&E is a big one. Here in Denver, we have Xcel Energy, and it's like that. There's no other electric company. We have no choice. We have to get our electricity through Xcel Energy. And it's a shittily run company, just like PG&E. And you know, I mean, the government shouldn't have much more purpose than to take care of its people, right? And that's one way they could take care of its people is like break up these big ass fucking monopolies, you know.
But they don't get paid if they do that.
Well, I understand that, but I'm sorry your feelings are hurt, and you don't get that $20 million golden parachute that every fucking CEO has, you know. Jesus.
I just want you to tell every politician, I'm sorry your feelings are hurt.
I know, right? I'm sorry your feelings are hurt, you know, but, you know. But it's kind of like how I tell the cops all the time, did I hurt your feelings because I'm not breaking the law and you can't do anything to me, you know? Mm-hmm. Does that hurt your feelings?
I can only see one, I'm going back to From Software, I can only see one silver lining, and that's Sony probably did this to help maybe invest in From Software so they're a more capable company, because they are a small development studio.
Yeah.
And they have to constantly rely on third-party publishers. Could give them the push they need to self-publish.
Yeah, maybe. Then that would be a good thing for them, because they're...
But Tencent wants them, because they're probably going to make a gacha Armored Core game where you get microtransactions up the wazoo.
No doubt, man. No doubt. Tencent sucks, man. I can't stand that company. But
And Sony might ask for another exclusive IP from them.
Yeah. Hey,
isn't cheap though. So, like, if they're gonna do it themselves, that
Breakman, I have a question before we end the show. Do you want to do a tournament, like a mini tournament, this month, like the next 2 weeks?
Until you go on your vacation.
Yes, like a 2 week tourney.
How are we gonna do a 2 week tourney? Well, what will we do?
The top 32 games of something. How about we do? Let's make it not Thanksgiving. What's in September?
Back to school?
What's a small system that we could do? Like a system that didn't have a ton of games.
Shit.
GameCube? No, we did that already. What else? N64? Is there enough N64 games that we could do?
We did N64.
Okay.
My phone's going off.
What should we do? Can you think of something, Break?
Let me think of this for a moment.
Right. I missed the Game Gear. I guess we could do that, man. But damn, are there even 30?
I have my phone set up that way because sometimes I have to work on Saturday, so I want to go to bed early.
Yeah. Skonema says, I miss those old PlayStation Armored Core games. Yeah. He said Game Gear. I don't think we could do Game Gear, man. I don't even think there's 32.
How about this is the best of, like, we do worse Nintendo games?
Ooh, okay. 32. Come up. Can you do it, Break? Just
sure.
We'll do it. Next 2 weeks, we'll do the worst Nintendo, regular Nintendo games?
Yeah, sure. Do we want to do Super Nintendo or N64?
Let's just start with Nintendo first.
I thought you said we were going to do the character one.
Huh?
Well, this is a short one.
We're just doing a short one. We'll do Nintendo, the worst Nintendo games of all time. Yeah. And just do 32. We'll do 2 weeks of it, and then we'll be done with it. And it'll be fun. All of them will be LJM games. I'm sure there will be some LJM games.
We have to exclude the LJN from this.
No, why?
Because then they take up most of the slots.
So what? We're here to determine the worst game, right? All right. Can you do that, Break?
Sure. To be fair, right. They're only published by LJN. So.
All right, guys. We got to get out of here. We really got to get out of here. So, Breakman, plug away, please. How did I know that was coming?
I'd rather have a bitch. Tournament just for
Legend of Legends. Nah, let's just throw them all in one, Eric. All right, what's your plugs, Break?
What did you say?
Throw them all in there. LGN games and other games.
You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter, and that's it.
Marble Madness did not suck, Freak 5. How dare you? How dare you?
This is a fun game. I like
Marble. I like Marble Madness too. Son of a bitch. All right, Eric, your plugs, please.
You can find written reviews on PossumPastureBigA.com, or you can listen to the feed for my audio reviews. So I hope to have Xenoblade 3 review up in the next couple days. And if you like either of those and you want to support me, there's a link to my Patreon, and you can send me as little as $1 per month or how much ever you want for a single time donation. That would help out.
Alright.
The link to that Patreon is in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
It's not going to be on the list, Freak 5. I don't care how much you want.
Is he talking about Marble Madness for the NES?
Yes.
I don't know if he's played the arcade game. Maybe the arcade game has better physics.
Marble Madness for the NES is not the worst. It was not bad. It was okay. It wasn't the greatest, but it definitely wasn't the worst. It's not going to be on the list, Freak 5.
It's too good of a game for it to be on the list.
Yeah, it's not going to be on the list. But all right,
we're looking for objectively terrible, not subjectively.
Right. Terrible. You could follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems. Frank Branches or
me.
Eric. Hold on. RP Grinders on any of the systems. Add me. I don't have very many people on the PlayStation or anywhere really. I will be getting an Xbox when I get back. About a month after I get back from Vegas, so. I'll have a new toy in my arsenal. I'm probably going to get the Game Pass just because I'm not going to have a lot of games out of the gate, and that's a good way of
Frank's going to go to Vegas, and we find out he won it from one of those little cut the thing.
Yeah, exactly. Skodema says Paperboy wasn't the worst. It wasn't great, but it wasn't the worst. But you never know. So tune in next week. You'll find out what Breakman has put together. For our tournament for worst Nintendo game of all time. So there you go. All right. Anything else, gentlemen?
Yeah. Angry Video Game Nerd did the review for the Hudson Hawk NES game. That needs to be on the list.
Oh, God. Hudson Hawk is definitely on the list.
I saw a bunch of footage of Hudson Hawk, and God, that looks like a dog shit movie.
It's a dog shit movie, and it's even a worse video game. Holy fuck.
I rented it from Netflix. From back when they did DVD.com. I don't know if they still do that. But
oh, God.
But,
Hudson Hawk is awful.
I never got around to watching it because it sounded too unappealing.
Oh, God. You would have loved it just for how bad it is, Eric.
I think you can watch it on one of the streaming services.
I'm pretty sure you can. I don't know which one.
I think it's on Paramount Plus, actually.
Oh, really? Wow. Enjoy that if you watch it, Eric.
I think they're the ones that did that movie.
Yeah. Alright, guys, that's all we got time for.
I wish Dustbuzz was here, because he'd probably get a kick at me talking about Hudson Hawk.
I know, right? Alright, what happened to Dungeon? I haven't seen Dungeon Buster in a long time, man.
He's been posting on Twitter every now and then, but yeah,
that's good.
Like, he's too busy doing some Dungeon Buster stuff.
I know, probably. Alright.
He's got Dungeons Bus and stuff.
I know. TMNT on the NES, it wasn't that bad. It was alright. Alright, you guys have anything else before we get out of here?
TMNT was a combination of bad physics and questionable level design.
I had fun with it.
But it was still kind of fun.
We actually should have started with the Atari. That would have been better, but whatever. We'll do Nintendo this time, and maybe we'll do Atari.
Well, later. Maybe not necessarily bad physics, but physics that are properly that aren't properly understood, because the game makes no effort to communicate to you, because back then instruction manuals were all you had to go on, and they usually skimped out on mechanics of the game.
Alright, guys, anything else before we get out of here?
No.
Eric?
Maybe yes.
Eric?
Kinda. No.
Stay safe. Go and sell thing. Get your shots.
Alright.
And also, today was the last day you could have gotten a free COVID test. You might still have time if you do it now, though.
Yeah, I got a couple, so I didn't...
You get up to three of those.
Yeah, I got two of them. So, and luckily, I haven't had COVID since the pandemic started. So, but by the end of the year, I should get it. Good chance I'll catch it while I'm in Vegas there. So, you know, it is what it is. But
the allergies have been bothering me all yesterday and today. So sucks. My throat's just been a constant faucet of mucus.
Yuck. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Thanks.
All right, guys.
I didn't need to know.
I know, right? Okay, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. DigiGuiden wasn't terrible, Skodoma.
It was hard, though.
It was really hard, yeah.
There's some good lists of games.
What's your stinko, Freak 5?
Yeah, what a shock. They're all, of course, licensed games.
Yeah, of course. There are some good licensed games on Nintendo, like Batman and... what was that other one? RoboCop wasn't too bad.